Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Tuesday, the first day of October 2013. We are live here each weekday, 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear the program. Allergies.
I know.
We were just talking about that with Ethan Orr. Let me get a sip of water.
Bill, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. It's an interesting day to be talking about what's going on in government.
Thank you so much, Ethan. Yeah, both of us were in here sneezing, you know, the allergies, horrible. Anyway, we are posting the show to buckmastershow.com and, of course, tucsonsentinel.com and tucsoncitizen.com. Lots to cover during our first 55 minutes of this noon hour. Ethan Orr is with us, state representative, who last week was awarded the Legislative Hero from the Arizona Association of Providers for People with Disabilities. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. How the partial government shutdown is affecting our stock portfolios. 30 minutes past the hour, it's the wine harvest in southeastern Arizona. We'll get an update, then we'll close out the show with our monthly Your Meds segment. Critical information about using your medication safely, Dr. Ray Woosley, the founder of CPATH, and his latest creation is Credible Meds. Dr. Woosley will also talk about how the government shutdown is affecting the Food and Drug Administration, Ethan. I mean, it even carries over into that. Nobody's going to be inspecting the drugs.
Well, it affects a lot of things in people's lives. And I think one thing that's kind of missing in all this kind of very flamboyant rhetoric is, frankly, the reasonableness of the latest proposal by Speaker Boehner. I think it makes a lot of sense. He's saying, I want to have a House Conference Committee. Please send the senators there. Let's work this out. And when I headed out to work this morning, the Senate had not appointed that. And the two provisions of that, and this is what I have with really a lot of the rhetoric where the Republican Party says we're against it. But what are we for? If you think about it, the two provisions that Speaker Boehner and the Republican Conference is asking for, they're saying, one, federal employees that drafted the law shouldn't be exempt from the law. I frankly agree with that. Mm-hmm. And two, the individual mandate. One of the things that I was thinking a lot about this, when the Obama administration delayed the employer mandate, I think at that point, they should have also delayed the individual mandate. Because right now, you have about 45% of the people are on, get insurance through their employer. And if you decouple the two, the way that Obama could stand there with a straight face and say, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your insurance, is you coupled your employer and your individual mandate. By delaying one and not the other, you incentivize companies to force people on the exchanges.
The strange thing is that Obamacare could be a good issue for the Republican Party. It's unpopular. It is full of complexity. But I'm telling you, Ethan Orr, I do not believe this shutdown will help the Republican brand.
No, I don't think it will at all. And I think, again, framing it in issues of fairness and reasonableness, I think resonates with more people beyond a we're going to take the hill and die approach. I mean, for example, and I mean this, one of the things that I believe is a tenet of Western philosophy is Cicero, who said, I don't criticize by destroying, I criticize by creating something better. And so one of the things that I've been pushing for since I got elected earlier this year or last year is, okay, can we explore health savings accounts, flexible savings accounts? Can you pre-fund them like an earned income tax credit? These are ideas that resonate with people that provide the health coverage they need. And I think as a Republican, we should be promoting that within the context of this law.
We're speaking with Ethan Orr, Arizona House of Representatives, representative from District 9 in Tucson. He's a Republican. He's also the vice chair of the Higher Education and Workforce Committee. He's executive director of the Tucson-based Linkages, which helps find employment for people with disabilities. You're having a pretty good year with Linkages.
You know, we are. We're on our way, on our track to help over 900 people find meaningful employment. And, you know, that's what gets me up every morning. Everyone has a purpose. Everyone should have a job. And whether I do it through the private sector or through a policy mechanism with the government, that is my goal, that everyone should have a purpose.
Getting back to the shutdown, there's a big impact here in Arizona. We have about 1,600 civilian workers at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base who are now on furlough. some questions about when they will be paid. Hopefully they will get paid eventually. The national parks are shut down. People plan from to come to Arizona from all over the world to go to the Grand Canyon. The last time there was a government shutdown back in the mid-90s, Governor, I believe it was Fife Symington, called out the National Guard and kept the Grand Canyon open. Do you think Governor Brewer should have taken a similar step to keep this really iconic national park open?
Yes, I do. I think Fife Symington was absolutely right when he did that. It was a bold move, and it showed that we as a state are good stewards of our resources, and particularly in bringing tourism dollars to our communities. I hope that Governor Brewer reevaluates that, and she chooses to use the state-run National Guard to keep the Grand Canyon and a lot of our other iconic national parks open as well. I mean, this is real live dollars that impact Arizona, not just now, but in the future as people no longer plan to come here because they aren't sure whether or not the Grand Canyon is going to be available.
The economic recovery has been fragile enough without this happening. At least that's my opinion. And it is going to impact our economy here in Arizona. There's no two ways about it. So what's the end game, Ethan Orr? How do you think this thing will end? Somebody has to blink.
I do think someone has to blink, and I think the way that it was framed with Ted Cruz giving his 21-hour speech unfortunately gives the advantage to the Democrats in terms of the shutdown because a majority of people blame them for that. I think what's being missed, again, in this very verbose rhetoric is the simple reasonableness of Boehner's proposed solutions. Again, I see nothing wrong with saying Congress should not exempt themselves from the Obamacare law. They were the ones that drafted it. They should live by it. I should live by it. That is an extremely reasonable solution, and I think that needs to be on the table.
And what if the Congress people were not getting paid during this shutdown? I wonder if this would put a different light on the situation.
You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And one of the bills I was so very proud of is we changed our pension system as a state. And I was proud because it puts us on the long-range fiscal stability, but I was more proud of the fact that we did elected officials first. We only changed the elected and judicial retirement fund. We haven't touched anything else because you start with yourself. If you're going to create a law and ask people to abide by it, you must abide by it first. And that the carve-outs for Congress and its staff to not abide by the Obamacare law, I think was absolutely wrong.
We are coming up now on 12:12 on the Buckmaster Show. We are speaking with State Representative Ethan Orr, one of your colleagues in the House. Representative Paul Boyer of Phoenix, also a Republican, wants the so-called navigators on the new health plan to be licensed. Representative Boyer is worried about identity theft. And, of course, today is the first day that these Obamacare exchanges are open. And he actually wants a special session. That's not going to happen.
No, there's no way he's going to get a special session for that. I know the speaker's been trying it with the Yarborough fires and unable to do it. Special sessions are very difficult. You know, Paul and I actually had this conversation during the Medicaid debate, and I think when rational conversation breaks down, these are the kind of things that are missed. This is the kind of thing I was trying to work with Paul to include in the Medicaid expansion bill, and basically when both sides took their positions and refused to talk to each other, this got lost in that conversation. I hope during the next session we are able to have the conversation. I think some of the things that Paul is asking for are quite reasonable. I think people that are handling health, the navigators that are handling health-sensitive information, should at least have a high school diploma, and they should at least have fingerprint clearance. I think that's very reasonable.
All right, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. Christopher has a question about the Republicans, possibly how they would be hurt in the shutdown. Go ahead, Christopher.
Hi, Christopher. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks, Ethan, for taking the call. I know conventional thought pumped out by the media is that the Conservative Party or the Republican Party is going to be damaged, the brand's going to be damaged as a result of it. But if you look at historically, in 1995, we closed down under Gingrich.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It was a short-term blip. But you have to remember, we still held down on the House as conservatives. It forced Clinton to pass through a balanced budget amendment. It forced Clinton to reconsider on welfare reform. So, you know, I think it's easy to kind of fall into the trap that hurt the brand. But really, does it hurt the brand? I mean, we weren't going to win the election, the presidential election. We still kept the House.
Okay, thank you, Christopher. So how does it hurt the brand, Ethan Orr?
Well, I think one thing, and I think Christopher does bring up some valid points because I've been studying some of the articles as well. Where I would give a little bit of pushback is if you look at the polling data between Bob Dole and Bill Clinton going into the 1996 elections, he actually had a substantial lead before the shutdowns. And the danger that you run into, especially when you only control one of the legislative chambers, it's very hard to control messaging with 200 different voices. When you control the presidency, and we saw this with Bill Clinton, is he had a single message, he had a single focus, and the House, even though they were unified under Newt Gingrich, is they had 200 messages, and it's very easy for someone to go off and not be on that message. And so what I think is going to happen, I think if you resolve this in the next few weeks, even the next few days, I don't think it hurts anyone, but I think as this delays and as more and more lives are impacted, I think it will ultimately start hurting the Republicans more. Now, the real thing that matters, because this is dramatic to some people, the thing that absolutely is essential is that we look at raising the debt ceiling and that we pass a clean bill there, because that's the one that actually can destroy the economic growth that we've achieved. In fact, when the bond ratings, the last time they just played with that a few years ago and they lowered the bond ratings, that has cost our government an additional $19 billion in increased borrowing costs. I mean, government finance 101, you don't mess with your bond ratings. So I think that's really the thing that I'm looking for in a couple weeks. What do they do with that? And I think, Christopher, you do have a good point. The Republicans did walk with some things in 1994, 95. I think they would have gotten those anyway. But the real thing is, how does our party handle the debt ceiling increase? And I think if they come there and they have a good, reasonable bill and everyone's on the same page, this hopefully won't be as dramatic.
Ethan Orr is with us, state representative from District 9, Republican. And Ethan, you are seeking re-election. Are you ready to make that announcement here on the show?
I will do it for you, Bill.
Thank you.
I've been considering it for the past couple months.
Let's just make it official.
I will
right
make
here
it official.
I
will be running for re-election. I've really enjoyed the past year being able to serve. It was one of those things I've talked with my wife and my family, and we will be doing it.
Okay, Ethan Orr will be seeking election. And it's interesting, I mentioned, first of all, congratulations on that award, Legislative Hero, from the Arizona Association of Providers for People with Disabilities. The irony is, of course, some factions of the Republican Party would not characterize you as a hero, but as a villain because of your stand on following Governor Brewer in expanding Medicare.
You know, as long as I do what I believe is right, I feel very good about whether I win or lose.
Okay, Ethan Orr announcing officially he is seeking re-election here on the Buckmaster Show. And speaking more about the government shutdown and the impact on our pocketbooks, that's where we call in Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner on the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Under the glowing glass of brilliant light, experience UA Biosphere 2 Discovery Nights. For the first time ever, premiering the wonders of Biosphere 2 at night with extended hours. Beginning Saturday, September 28th, join us for five straight Saturday nights for an exciting family adventure with activities that promote curiosity and creativity. Receive a free annual pass with nighttime adult admission. Kids 12 and under are free. Limit 2 per adult. Visit b2science.org for more event details.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, and it's very serendipitous, of course, to have Shelley here on the first day of the government shutdown. I expected, and this is how much I know about the financial markets, I expected when I looked at the Dow Jones today to figure, oh my, I was kind of afraid to look at it, Shelley. First of all, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
Yes.
Serendipitous. Great word. Yes. Love that word.
So I was kind of, you know, anxious about looking at it. And lo and behold, it's like kind of a flat day.
Yeah, well, you know, the market kind of built in the likelihood that the Congress was going to do this to the government last week. You know, we pulled back 4 or 5 points from our highs for the year. So now, if it continues, if this looks like it's going to continue and maybe, you know, run
butt
right
up
into
the
debt ceiling discussion, then you're not going to see this kind of confidence in the equity markets.
People are very worried, though, Shelley.
They should be.
They're very concerned because we do have that coming up, that other deadline within now 3 weeks,
right,
about the debt ceiling. That's why I say that I've seen on Facebook people saying, well, I'm not impacted by this shutdown. Well, if you own any stocks, you're going to be impacted.
Right. If you have a savings plan, if you're even in a pension plan that invests in partially in mm-hmm. Equities, if you're in a 401k or 403b, everybody in the markets today is impacted by what happens in the economy and what happens in both equity and bond markets. Right now, the fear that I have is the threat to the bond markets as a result of what's going on with the debt ceiling discussions. You know, I heard Ethan's very good interview with you.
Thank you.
My anger about this gets to be a little bit overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like
you're not alone.
You know, when people talk about being aggressive in terms of the military mm-hmm. and fighting wars, but their own family somehow is exempt, and you know the street term is chicken hawks. Mm-hmm. Well, you know they're fighting wars with other people's kids. Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of what Congress is doing mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm. They're getting
fighting
paid.
This, but they continue to get paid. Absolutely.
They've got their health care all covered.
Well, they've got the health care covered. They've got Ted Cruz. I mean, he's on his wife's health care. I mean, guess who she works for? She works for Goldman Sachs, and she's an upper middle manager. You can even call her an upper level employee. Her health care for a family of four mm-hmm. can cost Goldman Sachs $100,000 a year. Mm. So Mr. Cruz doesn't have to worry about those kinds of things. But, you know, how many of the freshman congressmen and congresswomen, you know, if they were not, mm-hmm. in Congress, would be making $176,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Sure, they want to protect their jobs. They don't want to be primary. This is a good gig for those guys.
Yeah, they don't want to be primary.
And they don't want to be primary. They want to keep their jobs because this is probably the best jobs a lot of them could get. It is maddening to think that this is going on. And I don't blame one party or the other more, though I think Ethan is right.
Well, I think there's a lot of blame to go around on both parties. Yeah. And I think that we've had this discussion, I don't want to necessarily bring it up again, but about how the Republican Party, I think it hurts the brand.
It absolutely does. They're going to suffer more. I think the conference committee that the House of Representatives mm-hmm. Proposed last night, probably not going to happen. However, my understanding is what the Democrats want to do is open it up to a full budget discussion and actually solve the bigger problem over the next couple of weeks. Hard to think they could do that in a couple of weeks, but I'll tell you what, markets would react very, very positively to those discussions going on. And on the way, smaller bills could be passed to begin to fund those pieces like they did last night, for instance, with the military.
Yeah. Yeah, thank goodness, because our men and women who are serving, I mean, that just was unheard of that they would be like working for IOUs
right,
or something.
Right,
I mean,
and there's
thank goodness they are going to be paid. But my heart really goes out, I'll tell you, Shelley, to the families here in Tucson. We have 1,600 civilian workers just at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. I don't know how many down in Sierra Vista at Fort Huachuca, but I'm sure there are some down there.
But Bill, you're understating the problem. And the reason you're understating the problem is because when those people are furloughed or don't get paid, you know, they don't go out to eat. They don't go to the dry cleaners. They don't go to the to restaurants. They're not using the services that are dependent upon them. So this thing kind of, and it's like the sequester. You know, you might not be the one who is necessarily working 4 days a week or has had your pay cut or whatever, mm-hmm. but that just kind of trickles down or trickles all around them.
So it's a fragile economy to begin with here, especially in Tucson, believe me.
It's an interdependent economy.
It is.
And so to think that all of these people who are being directly affected, then that, you know, goes around is just so important.
And their mortgages, you know, they got a mortgage, a lot of these people.
Absolutely. You know. Yeah, I mean, it's all the money that, you know, people, especially people today who so often work paycheck to paycheck, if even delaying a paycheck can put a family into great difficulty.
And, you know, a point is that you don't pay your mortgage, and a lot of these civilian workers, they can lose their security clearance and jobs.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot at stake. Anyway, getting back to investors, what do we do at this point, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner?
I think that to the extent you have cash in your account, I would leave it as cash for mm-hmm. now. We don't know which way markets are going to go. We don't know what Congress is going to do. I wouldn't panic and sell a bunch of stuff. I think that because we just don't know, I think I've been pulling back on some hedge stuff. I've been either selling gold out of accounts or putting in orders.
Doing a little tweaking.
Yeah, putting in orders to buy gold and precious metals on low, you know, kind of dips. But, you know, by and large, it's very, very difficult to manage an account with that much uncertainty.
And we still had a good quarter, right?
Had a very good
third
quarter.
Third quarter was...
Very good quarter. We're still up. I mean, even today, the Dow is up 16% for the year.
Yeah.
The Nasdaq is up 26% for the year, Bill.
Okay.
So, you know.
Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. You can be found...
BuckmasterShow.com is a very good way to find me.
Thank you, Shelley. I hope you have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
In SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The partial government shutdown caused by an impasse over a government spending bill has idled approximately 800,000 federal workers. The blame game is underway, with Republicans blaming Democrats, Democrats pointing the finger of blame at Republicans. The partial shutdown could affect this weekend's college football schedule. Israel's prime minister vows to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons, even if it has to act alone. Benjamin Netanyahu, addressing the UN earlier today, dismissed what he calls a charm offensive by the new Iranian president. An advanced team of international inspectors and UN staff members has arrived in Syria, start overseeing the destruction of that country's chemical weapons arsenal. The Dow's up about 27 points, the Nasdaq ahead 33. More details at srnnews.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right, you get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. You know, there's something always going on over in historic Silver City. They have actually two events that I think our Tucson listeners would be interested in. First of all, it's only three and a half hours east of Tucson. They've got the Pinos Altos Fiesta. Pinos Altos, neat community, about 7,000 foot elevation just north of Silver City. Then the Mimbres Valley Harvest Festival. Both those events are coming up on October the 5th. That's this weekend. So that is going to be a lot of fun over in Silver City. Lots of places to stay, including a couple of my favorites, Bear Mountain Lodge and Casitas de Gila. To find out more about Silver City in southwest New Mexico, I strongly suggest visiting southwestnewmexico.org. I send a lot of our Buckmaster Show listeners over there, and everybody comes back and says the same thing. They had a great weekend in Silver City. Let's talk wine now on the Buckmaster Show. An article in the San Francisco Chronicle. Actually, it was a front-page article in the food and wine section lauding Arizona's wine industry for evolving so much that Arizona is poised to blossom beyond just kind of a regional status, but a national wine player. Lengthy piece in the Chronicle pointed out work that's being done at Dos Cabezas Wine Works in Elgin, down in southeastern Arizona. Their El Campo label became last year really the first Arizona wine to make the San Francisco Chronicle's top 100 list, as well as the nearby Callahan Vineyards. And that leads us to our next guest. We are welcoming now Kent Callahan on the Buckmaster Show. Mr. Callahan talking with us on the Buckmaster Show live line from his 25-acre Callahan Vineyards in Sonoyta. Kent, how are you?
Good, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing real well. That's good publicity coming out of the San Francisco Chronicle. And you had a few challenges, I guess, with this monsoon season, correct?
Yeah, it was one of the wettest I've seen, yeah. But fortunately, over the last decade or so, a lot of us in the industry have learned what works out here and what doesn't, wine grape variety-wise. So we've planted to different varieties that handle rain much better. So all in all, it is actually a really good harvest. We're only about half picked at this point.
So you've been in the business in southern Arizona how many years now?
24 years.
And how would you compare what you're seeing with this harvest, which you say you're about halfway through? How is it looking in comparing to years past?
I would say it's a very strong vintage. It's going to be a really good vintage. For a while there, I had my doubts, but the rain did stop, and the last two and a half weeks have been basically picture perfect. You couldn't ask for better weather, so that obviously helps out in a huge way.
That San Francisco Chronicle article mentioned a red wine, one of your flagships, Callahan's Clare. Callahan's Clare's. Tell us about that particular wine.
Well, it's named after my youngest daughter. She was born in '97, and we started naming wine after her at that point. But that's in that particular vintage, the 2009, which is actually a current release, was 55% more Vedra, which is a really great Spanish grape originally that transferred over to southern France, and then 45% Grenache. It's a big, heady, kind of a lusty red wine, fun to drink.
What would you say that the southeast Arizona wines are? How would you characterize? What are they kind of becoming known for, Kent Callahan?
The varieties, a lot of the varieties that are grown in southern part of France. In Spain as well, and then also there are some Italian varieties that are showing promise too. So it's kind of a if you just took a broad swath of Mediterranean coastline from say Italy all the way over to Spain, you'd pretty much cover all your bases.
How about marketing your wines? Do you market them across the country?
We used to actually, but we don't anymore. We stay very close to home, selling most of basically 90% of our wine right out of the tasting room. But there are larger wineries, Arizona Stronghold, the most obvious example that is distributed nationally, and they also do export a bit.
Can you only ship during certain times of the year, Kent Callahan?
Yeah, well, unless you're using, if you're shipping to a distributor, you'd use refrigerated trucking. But for consumers, direct-to-consumer shipping, yeah, within Arizona, you really have a window of effectively November through April, depending on how the heat, you know, when the heat kicks in and then spring.
How has that area of Sonoyta and the southeastern Arizona, is it continuing to grow with new plantings being put in, or are there some zoning issues, or what are you up against?
A lot of new acreage going in the Wilcox, Sulphur Springs Valley region, and also now in Sonoyta, too. We're starting to see a resurgence in plantings here, which is welcome. Some zoning issues, but by and large, we've had a lot of help, which was nice from local board of supervisors, etc. So those are largely non-issues now.
All right, Kent, where can folks find out more about your particular winery?
Oh, just our website, calliganvineyards.com.
And where are you located in Sonoyta?
We are about 8 miles from Sonoyta itself. We're closer to the town of Elgin. We're about 2 miles west of the town of Elgin on the Elgin Road, which is where I think four or five of us are located now.
Okay, so people can certainly make a great outing if people want to go wine tasting, correct?
Absolutely. Beautiful time of year for that.
All right, Kent Callahan, thank you very much. Good luck with the remainder of the harvest. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Bill. Okay. Take care.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com. The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:43 now, and it's time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show, focusing on your medication and how to take control of your health care. The average American takes a dozen prescriptions each year, and those over 65 take 17 prescription medications each year and six or seven each day. Our Your Meds segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley, the former University of Arizona College of Medicine dean and founder and now president emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. Dr. Woosley's latest venture is the creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by 2,000 people from 180 countries. Check it out yourself. CredibleMeds.org. Check it out today. Dr. Woosley, good to see you.
Good to be here, Bill.
You are here on a very serendipitous day, as I said to Shelley Fishman, talking finances, and we said with Representative Ethan Orr at the top of the show about the government shutdown. Well, the implications for our medications are certainly there with the Federal Drug and Commission, the FDC, basically shut down. Is that it?
Right. The Food and Drug Administration.
Food and Drug Administration.
And the FTC. People don't realize how they work together because the FTC regulates what's said over the airways about medicines, and the Food and Drug Administration has thousands of people out there normally watching over about 3,000 medicines. You know, the FDA regulates a third of everything we touch every day, our food, our medicines, our devices, our diagnostic tests. Those things make life and death decisions for every one of us, and they stop today.
And I know you have a lot of contacts with the FDA, and you've been in touch with some of them. Are they answering emails, or is that's it?
Well, they send me an email on their private email because they've been told to shut down. Evidently, there's some bizarre law that says that they cannot do anything, even if they can't contribute on their day during these shutdowns. But I did get, it's sort of funny, I got an email from a good friend at the FDA who said, today, October 1 is the beginning of October is Talk About Prescriptions Month. And she went on to say, I can't send you any more information, but remember remember that we're here and you're supposed to talk about prescriptions. And I said, we will.
Well, so. it seems on the face of it that if no one's really watching, it could be a very dangerous situation.
Oh, it is.
I mean, am I exaggerating that or no?
Absolutely not. I got another email today from a group of scientists that I work with that monitors the signals for harm from medicines, something called the Mini Sentinel Program, and they've been told to stop working. And that means that they're no longer looking for problems with medicines, and they're out there. We just added last month 8 new medicines to the list of drugs that could cause sudden death. And that's now about 150 medicines on that list that are prescribed every day. And people don't know that. Doctors don't know that. And the FDA has programs to help us and others be aware of those, but it is dangerous. And we don't realize what government does in the background until it's turned off like it is now.
So there was just 8 new ones that came onto that danger list last month?
In the last 3 months.
And is this a variety of different drugs for different ailments?
All 8 of these were for cancer. They were to treat many of the new medicines for treating cancer have a very common effect on the heart, and that's a bad effect that can cause arrhythmias and sudden death. So we've been monitoring these drugs. There already were 8 drugs like this on our list. And then over the last few months, many new medicines have been approved for cancer, and they have this risk as a downside. Now, when you're treating cancer, you will take risk with medicines because you're talking about a life-threatening illness. So it's a balance that everybody has to do. But you can't maintain that balance if you don't know about it. And that's what Credible Meds does. It tries to provide the information that you wouldn't get otherwise, that information that's not being pushed by someone who's going to make money when you take a pill. So Credible Meds doesn't accept any funding from anyone who makes money off of medicines. Our goal is to provide that balanced information.
You obviously know this area of medicine very well, and you must have felt there was a vacuum for the consumer to really find out about their particular medications.
that's been what's driven my interest for over 30 years. I've been amazed by how much information is available on medicines, but not made available to the public. I mean, we see it on the evening news, all these ads mm-hmm. for medicines, and they say this
ask your doctor about this particular medicine or that medicine.
Yeah, and then at the end of it, they say, well, this medicine can cause blah, 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 these horrible sounding side effects. And it downplays the importance of these medicines to say that all you need to know is that they're wonderful with a few side effects. Medicines are much more complex than that. We need to respect them more than a 30-second blurb on TV.
And again, it's crediblemeds.org. It's very easy to use. Just type in the medication, correct?
Right.
Probably now more than ever you need to go to Credible Meds because of with the FDA not working right now. But certainly people trust so much in their healthcare providers, the thinking that whatever they are prescribed, that no problem, it's safe.
Yeah. I mean, It can't hurt me. The FDA
exactly,
approved it.
Exactly.
They wouldn't let it be on the market. But these products get on the market. You probably saw in the news last week there was this medicine called Remuron that labeled as a dietary supplement for arthritis, and people were raving about it. Well, it contains three of the most potent prescription drugs, and the FDA found out about it and has been putting out warnings. But they can't even find the manufacturer.
Yeah, that is amazing. You're speaking of that USA Today investigation into that dietary supplement that's spelled Remofan. It's pronounced
Remufan.
Yeah, but it's the people who are taking it, because I read that USA Today report. These people just think it is like the best thing since sliced bread.
Well, honestly,
they think this is really great. But the thing is, the USA Today reporters went down to Guadalajara, Mexico. They could not find an address for this place.
Right.
So it's like the question is, where is this stuff coming from?
Well, it's really dangerous, because the reason they feel so good, I don't know how many people have ever had a course of corticosteroids, cortisone. It makes you feel wonderful, but it also can cause bleeding ulcers. It can cause your bones to thin. It has lots of side effects, and that's why it's a prescription medicine. But not only does this product contain these cortisone-like hormones, it has an aspirin-like drug, which can further cause bleeding. It has three different arthritis medicines, and those doctors don't even use three at a time.
No. That's really putting the triple whammy on you.
Yeah.
Dr. Ray Woosley is with us. This is our monthly Your Meds segment. If you'd like to join in the conversation, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have any questions about your medication, Dr. Woosley would be happy to entertain your question or comment. Getting back to the dietary supplement, why does the FDA allow that, Dr. Woosley, to be marketed in this country?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Bill. And we have our congressmen and senators to thank for this. In 1994, I think it was, they passed a law that said the FDA can't regulate dietary supplements. So these companies simply put on the label, it's for a dietary supplement for joint health or breast health or prostate health. And because it's a dietary supplement, the FDA can't even regulate it. And that has allowed a lot of very dangerous products to be out there. The FDA can take those products off the market if the FDA can prove they cause harm. Well, that's a very dangerous thing, a difficult thing to do when you can't even find the factory.
Well, and I can recall very few instances when it comes to dietary supplements, Dr. Woosley, where the FDA really did step in. I think there was a product called Kava, which was billed as a dietary supplement, and I think they did step in that particular instance with Kava. But it's very rare that they would step in and remove a product that is sold at a health food store.
because they don't have the resources, for one thing. They don't have the budget. And Congress has told them they can't regulate it. So they have – what they can do is, and they often do, is they go into the dietary supplements and they find that they've actually been – they call it adulterated. They've had active drugs added to them, like this Remulon. Mm-hmm. They actually have real medicines in there which pose a risk to the patient. So then they can act, and they do quite often, actually.
You know, more and more of the young people especially are into the energy drinks, the sweetened beverages with the large doses of stimulants for the quick energy boost that have become really so popular over the last decade, particularly with high school and college students who often use them to study late into the night. I'm wondering, do the energy drinks, first of all, is that a heavy caffeine product? Usually a lot of them have caffeine as their kind of driver, the product that's driving these?
Right.
Or the caffeine, substance that is driving them?
Caffeine is often on the label, but it's also often in the product under other terms. Guanara and mm-hmm. other chemicals or plants contain caffeine, not just coffee. So they have multiple forms of caffeine from multiple sources, which makes it very difficult to know how much you're getting. Mm-hmm. And generally, caffeine is a very safe medicine.
But mixing it, the next question is mixing it with your meds.
Exactly. Mix it with your asthma medicine, then you've got two different medicines acting on your heart. And if you have a normal heart, you're probably fine. But a lot of people don't know that they have heart disease.
All right, 12:55 on the Buckmaster Show. We go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Don is up with us. Don has a question for Dr. Ray Woosley. Go ahead, Don.
Thank you very much for taking my call. Dr. Woosley, I'm going to give you a question that I know that you know the answer to, but it's somewhat self-serving in me asking this. And that is, we are bombarded with prescriptions. We typically have more than pills than we typically take because we, whatever it is, may get cured. We get pain medications and the pain goes away. So we have all of these medications sitting around our home. What's the best and safest way to dispose of prescription medications once they're no longer usable?
Good question. We've all got those expired medicines around the house.
We sure do. And Don, that's a very important question. And it's not just a softball. It's one I love because this community has demonstrated major leadership, especially in Oro Valley, where they created a program called Disposamed, which is now swept nationally. And the Optimist Club in Oro Valley was very active in promoting this and supporting it. And I've forgotten, Don, if you can tell us, but there's I think it's the third Saturday in every month they have a site for people to come. It shocked me. It's against the law to give your medicine to somebody.
Really?
But now, because of these take-back programs like Disposamed, we now have a way. And in fact, on October 26th, Don, from 10 to 2, it's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Again, thanks to a lot of the good people in Oro Valley who fought hard to get the system in place.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't really just dump these products down the drain.
Exactly.
And there was just a recent report out of the Great Lakes that they found mm-hmm. all sorts of these prescription medicines in the water.
In the drinking water.
In
they
the
go
drinking
right
water.
Into our aquifer, and we pull them back up, and they aren't taken out of the system.
So the best way is to go to, like, a place in Oro Valley that has one of these disposable events.
Disposamed is what they call it. The Sheriff's Department in Pima County has similar programs. But look for those, and you'll be amazed to see the tons of medicine. On a given Saturday, they'll collect about, Don, maybe 80-100 pounds of pills. Is that right?
Don, are you still with us?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yeah. A typical take-back day will be somewhere between 80 and 110 pounds, which may, to some folks, not sound like a lot, but when you realize that there's 800 pills per pound.
Wow. My goodness.
And just to kind of, I knew that you were going to mention the Oro Valley program. And if I'm not mistaken, that program is approaching, if it hasn't already gotten there, they've taken off of the streets a little, very close to 2 million pills in the last about 29 months of doing that service.
Okay, and folks can find out about the next event by going on the Oro Valley website, probably the best way?
Yeah, the best way is to go on the Oro Valley town website or the Oro Valley Police Department website and look under community events.
Okay.
They are all listed there.
All right, it's great. It's open probably to anybody in the Tucson Valley can come and take
Absolutely,
care of it.
And it's life-saving.
All right.
There were people dying because of these medicines being stolen out of medicine cabinets.
All right, Don, thank you for the input. And Dr. Woosley, always a pleasure. Dr. Woosley joins us on the Buckmaster Show for our Your Meds segment, and that is the first Tuesday of every month here on the Buckmaster Show. And again, please visit crediblemeds.org today, and there is a link. The easy way is to go to the buckmastershow.com website. There's a direct link right there on our website to Credible Meds. Dr. Woosley, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your residential and commercial water needs, all of our in-studio guests are given a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water to enjoy here in the studio. Thank you, Culligan. John C. Scott Show this afternoon, 3 to 5 on KVOI. And then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.